Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
As we launch into hour number three, the SACL CAI toll-free line again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. More zero-tolerance nonsense on the way. And once again, that is freetalklive.com. But first to the phones and the fun, Dan in Michigan, you're on the line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the police state we have, but then I thought of something else I wanted to talk about, and that's how buying American is un-American.
How so?
Because as an American, I believe that buying the best product out there is my freedom. And just because it's made in America doesn't generally make it the best product ever.
No, it absolutely doesn't.
In some cases, it is. I think that if you make your... likely, the businesses that are left manufacturing in America are making some of the highest quality products out there. It certainly didn't used to be that. It doesn't mean that entirely now, but in a lot of cases, the ones that are making the highest-end products are making the best products.
Right. The companies that are making junk can't really compete with China and other countries.
But yeah, exactly. With automobiles, it may not be the case.
That's a great point, Dan. Did you have any other thoughts? Your cell phone's kind of iffy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that here. Let me fix that real quick.
I don't know if you can fix it, but if you got another point, go ahead real quick.
Is that better for you?
Not much. Go ahead real quick with your next point.
Well, the next point was on the police state and how police officers around here think they can pull us over for anything they generally want to.
Apparently they can.
recently I was pulled over for OUID, which is operating while under the influence of a drug. And
really?
I asked the officer why he pulled me over, and he said for leaving a suspicious area with high drug traffic.
Hmm. Yeah, that doesn't seem like an actual reasonable suspicion or probable cause. So apparently because you live in an area where some people got busted for dealing drugs, automatically you're a suspect. That's nice.
Yeah, and well, this happens a lot, and I hate to bring up other people, but my dad is a lawyer, and he's like, well, the Michigan State Constitution says they can't do that. Our laws say they can't, and they're probably going to get me off.
Well, all you have to do now, that's good that Dad happens to be a lawyer, and that's really what it takes is people challenging the system. Instead of just bending over and letting, you know, taking the plea bargain like most people, actually challenging the charges that they're putting up against you, that's the only way you can beat them.
But not everybody has that option.
No, most people don't. You're right. And thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I'd like to address this buying in America patriotic thing.
Okay.
And I have to agree with Dan. I have a bit of a problem with the whole idea of buying American. You know, certainly I want to give jobs to Americans. I think that's a great thing. But remember that, for instance,
it's not your responsibility as a consumer.
It's not, and I think that it's to some extent irresponsible. For instance, Walmart, it employs a great deal of Americans selling its Chinese stuff. Mm-hmm. Those Chinese people employ Americans because only Americans can sell Americans things. They have to have cashiers that are here in America. They have to have salespeople that are here in America. Also, why is it okay to buy, like, for instance, I don't know, Michigan? They make Fords outside of Detroit, Dearborn, Michigan. Why is it okay? Why do I have to buy a car from, Michigan? Why shouldn't I be responsible for buying a car that's made here in New Hampshire? I mean, if I started manufacturing cars here in New Hampshire and I sold them for $250,000 a piece, wouldn't all the good, honest, patriotic Americans in New Hampshire have to buy those cars?
And shop locally.
Right. Shop locally, right?
Well, if there is something to the concept of purchasing regionally, then yes, the more local you get, theoretically, the better your purchases are. But that doesn't work.
Right, because the Honda dealer here in New Hampshire, in Keene, will tell you it's important to buy locally. But he buys Hondas or, you know, whatever. So there's people in Japan that are making money off of him. Our economy has become so global that
right.
it... really, it's not that big of a deal.
Consumers shouldn't limit themselves, limit their options to only things that are available from companies locally. It's just, it's a silly thing, and it's only going to result in you getting subpar products. You might get some good products, but if there's something else out there at a lower price that does the same thing,
you'll have less buying power, I can assure you of that.
Yeah.
It's going to cost a pretty penny more. I went to buy myself a can opener at the local store. They wanted over $10 for it. I have $2.
Like
I
the kitchen
can
store?
Opener.
Yeah. The one in the mall?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll bet you that can opener wasn't made in America.
And
here's the other thing, is there's a factory in China with 200 people in it that are that's manufacturing the goods that I have. That is not the entire equation. You know, there's a ship that's, I don't know, registered to Liechtenstein or something like mm-hmm. that, Liberia, that brought it over here.
Yeah.
There are people that guys in trucks that drove it from
American
the port
truck
here.
Driver, sure.
There's a company that markets that here in the United States with their name on it. There's all kinds of Americans that work for that company. There's a company that sells it, the you know, Walmart or whatever. They've got all kinds of employees there. There's far more Americans in the equation than there are any other product.
Also, there's just so many different products that are manufactured around the world that you can't find manufactured in America. So if you want to live your life by this absurd, I only buy American rule, you're either lying to yourself and just not checking on some of the products you're buying. I don't believe anybody actually does this. I think they talk a good game about it. I think they talk about how they consider it important. But there are so many things. Electronic devices, many of those are not manufactured in America because it's just... it's just not economically viable.
Well, right. It's also very difficult. If you're living a normal life in society, shopping at the wherever, any outlet stores or anything like that, it's almost impossible to buy only stuff that's made in America.
It's certainly impossible if you want to live a life in the 21st century.
Yes.
You know, if you want a computer or a video camera or any of the other neat gadgets. I know, Mark, you just got your spiffy new Treo thing here.
Yep, got a new Treo.
I bet you that wasn't put together in America.
Likely it wasn't. And if it was put together in America, it would probably cost me $1,500.
And if it was put together in America, that doesn't mean the parts didn't come from China.
Or the part. Forget the parts. What about the materials that were used to make the parts?
Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Where'd it come from?
The plastic and stuff. The metal.
And, you know, then you go on a little farther and, you know, like, for instance, some people just moved to America. You know, they're the first generation. Should I buy anything that from a company that employs first generation people?
Mm.
Immigrants that have not yet got their citizenship.
Right.
I think you should only buy products from people that are blue blood, that have been in America
three generations.
Right. At least three generations since the Pilgrims.
Yeah, it's absurd. There's no virtue in paying more for products. There's nothing virtuous about that. There's nothing good inherently about buying locally and paying more. Now, if you can buy locally and pay less.
It's good for the mom-and-pop business that perhaps doesn't want to compete in the area of service or something like that. Like, for instance, Cannondale. Maybe they get some of their... Cannondale's a bicycle company.
Okay.
And they make high-end bicycles. Maybe they get some of their customers from the fact that they're American-made, but likely they get most of their customers because people want to own a Cannondale. They want to own one of the best bicycles in the world. If they didn't, they'd buy a Huffy or something like that, which...
Zippo lighters, you know. I don't know if those... I think those might be American-made. I'm not sure, but...
they certainly cost more.
Fact is, you can get all kinds of Zippo ripoffs from overseas, but somebody, for some reason, still continues buying Zippos because there's a warranty that's associated with them. There's a level of customer service.
There's
lifetime,
also there's
I think,
a mystique that goes with them, too.
Right.
I have a Zippo.
Yeah, exactly.
The same reason that people buy Harley Davidsons.
So let's just let people buy from wherever they want to buy from and let people trade with whoever they want to trade with and not get so uppity about it. If somebody's offering a good product or a good service, it doesn't matter to me where they lay their head at night. That's silly.
Yeah. Our economy would grind a halt if everyone in America only bought American-made products.
It totally would.
Industry just wouldn't work.
We're not educating our kids to work in factories anymore anyway. You know, the public school system doesn't, it isn't educating kids in shop.
We're using computers that are built and assembled in some other country.
Absolutely, and thank goodness they are, because otherwise the motherboard in your computer would cost 2 to 3 times as much if it was manufactured here in America. Do you want to pay more for everything? Because if you want to pass laws that outlaw imports or heavily tax imports, then that's all you're doing to yourself. You're hurting the business of those overseas companies, but you're hurting yourself too, and you're hurting your neighbors, and you're making it so we all have to spend more to get less. That's not a good deal. 800-259-9231. Borders. Ugh, they just make people act very silly, don't they? It's just lines in the sand. Who cares what products cross over them? Who cares where things were made? Judge products on whether or not they were built in a quality manner.
I certainly hope Huffy is made in China, because I don't know.
You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free, including the wiki. Over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit the wiki to your heart's content. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiency and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to Roger, listening in Santa Cruz, KSCO. Hello, Roger.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's everybody?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to chime in on the American-made products. I tend to buy American-made products because I do look. If I'm going out to buy something, I mean, if it's a cheap piece of plastic that I know is going to be made in Taiwan, yeah, okay, no big deal. But I do ride a Cannondale, you know, and there is something about riding a nice handmade American bike that I've had for 12 years.
Sure. Now, before you go on the Cannondale, did you buy a Cannondale because it was made in America, or did you buy a Cannondale because it's a fine bicycle, or did you buy
I bought the Cannondale because it was handmade in America.
Okay.
I mean, it was the combination of things. It was made by hand. It wasn't slapped together by a machine.
Sure.
I mean, there was a craftsman who made my bike.
Yeah, and there is absolutely a difference. I can tell you. I've ridden both, and you know, it's a huge difference. It's so smooth.
I've had it
you
for 12 years now.
Yeah.
And it's still my main choice mode of transportation.
What's the what's the warranty and the service like? Is it also pretty good as well?
Well, there's a lifetime warranty on the frame.
That's
if the frame ever breaks, I send it back home and they send me a brand new frame.
Now, what about protecting this handmade bicycle, the Rolls Royce of bicycles? I mean, other people know that it's a Cannondale, too.
Yeah, it's in my room.
Yeah, right.
It hangs on my wall at night. I don't leave it outside overnight.
See, now I've got a, I have a bike, and it was likely made by a machine over in some foreign country. And I keep it locked up on, some little chain that I got at Walmart, and I keep it locked up to a post on my front porch. If somebody wanted to get it badly enough, they certainly could. And I don't even take that chain places with me when I go to stores.
Wow.
I leave the bike unlocked.
No one's ever.
I don't think it's brazen. I think that most people are good, and they're not going to steal.
It's true. Most people are.
Doesn't mean that will stop you from getting stolen from.
It's in New Hampshire, but this is California.
Sure, I understand the difference of where you are and where I am.
Now, Roger, I'm not saying there's anything bad inherently with buying American products. I just think that that consumers should judge based on quality and craftsmanship and warranty and all the other things. If you slap a made in America logo on something, that to me doesn't do much to really increase the value of the actual product being offered.
Well, not necessarily, but it tends to. I mean, if you look at a couple of the products we were talking about, say Cannondale, Zippo lighters, things like that, tend to have a warranty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If my Zippo lighter breaks, because I also own a Zippo lighter that I've had for 3 or 4 years now, if it breaks, I can send it to Portland, Oregon, and they'll send me a new lighter.
Right,
absolutely.
I would. When you're talking about manufacturing, most of the manufacturing jobs of the of lower-end products are already gone. At this point, if you manufacture in the United States, it essentially means you have a high-end product. Now, that may or may not exactly be true with automobiles, but
with outstanding.
Yeah, to be still in America, you have to be Cannondale, Zippo, Harley Davidson, because somebody's already cut your throat in the 1980s. Now, the difference is what we're talking about is Walmart versus the mom and pop stores. I don't feel that the mom and pop stores really have much of a place to say you should buy locally when they're not providing superior service in some manner or another.
Now many of them do, and that's how
many of them do, and that's how they're going to stay in business.
Okay, yeah, I might not have heard that part because out here in Santa Cruz we just tuned in up at the top of the hour there. So
right,
but yeah, I did want to chime in on it. Things that are made here. other than cars, in my opinion. I also haven't driven for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that are made here other than cars tend to be of a higher quality.
I think that tends to be the case because of the reasons Mark was pointing out, because they understand that in order to be competitive in the world economy, they do have to take that next step. But I think that it's folly to believe that applies across the board.
Exactly. Just because it's got a little American flag sticker on it does not mean
exactly. I'm not. You really should do your due diligence. Consumers shouldn't stop there. Just because you see the American flag sticker doesn't mean it's a hallmark of quality. That just means that company's pandering to the element that, you know, believes that's a hallmark of quality. It doesn't necessarily mean that. It's sort of like walking into Walmart and thinking that because they have the, you know, the rollback program that you're guaranteed the best price. Not so. Some of their prices are good, but they're right next to products where they've raised their price a little bit in order to, you know, sort of have a loss leader to get you in the door to spend more than you expected to. So always consumers should be, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware, do your due diligence, and don't write off other countries' products just because they weren't made here. Roger, great call. Thanks for making it.
Yeah, really great call.
800-259-9231.
And another thing is about quality of merchandise. Sometimes the quality of the merchandise that you buy is important. Sometimes you can get away with buying something that's not so important.
A throwaway. Sure.
And so, you know, it depends. You have to look at, you know, those things. I think that when you're buying something that you intend to keep for a lifetime, buy the good one. Because
from wherever
you'll spend less money in the long run.
Right. From wherever it is that it comes from. Whatever's the best, that's what you're looking for.
But when you look at a kid's bike, for instance,
they're going to outgrow it.
They're going to outgrow it in maybe, 12 years on the same little bike with training wheels, bing, bing, you know, isn't a good idea.
Exactly. All right.
But if you're going to use that Cannondale as your primary source of transportation, like Roger does, and I applaud him for it,
I'd like to say that I purchased a bike at Walmart, mm-hmm. and I thought I could get away with going the cheap route. Turned out the thing wasn't put together very well. I came back, got another one. This one wasn't put together very well. So, luckily, Walmart's got a nice return policy, and I could, you know, bring the other one back and get my money back. And then I went to the local bike shop. Now, I don't know where my bike was manufactured, but it was sold by a local mom-and-pop store. It was twice as expensive,
mm-hmm.
but it was put together right.
Yeah.
And the guy's friendly, and he knows me when I come back in there, and it's just a great little relationship, yeah, business relationship.
Yep, he sells service, and you're getting it, and you need it.
Exactly. All right, so anyway, 800-259-9231, buyer beware, caveat emptor, consumers should do their research, and don't automatically presume things about products because of where they were made. Many Chinese products are of inferior quality, but that doesn't mean they all are, and many American products are of a superior quality. It's true, but that doesn't mean they all are, right? Let's continue and talk to Michael in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael.
Hi. Hi. I was wondering, you're talking about how they were using it being something being on public property as an excuse to search your car with drug dogs.
Yes,
are we going to see that incrementally play out so that they start searching people with drug dogs and just start searching people with batons and then just randomly just strip searching people, maybe?
It certainly could expand out. I mean, we talked about earlier in the show that the UK is looking at having a cigarette identification card, a smoker's card, basically. And yeah, it wouldn't be very hard for them at all to pass a law that says, oh, we can approach you on the street at any time and demand your smoker's ID. Absolutely, they can shake people down like that. Thanks for the call, dude. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. And if you are a lady listener, consider sending in your picture for the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from $22 a month, so go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Hey. What's on your mind?
First off, about the tools, I supervise 2 guys from Bulgaria.
Okay.
And they often lament about they used to be able to buy American tools in Bulgaria, and they can't buy American tools anymore. There's no more tools made in America. And,
strange.
And they love American tools.
There have to be some tools.
The Craftsman. Did Craftsman not
No, made they're made in China now.
Really?
Craftsman used to be made in America. Now they're made in China.
Snap-on?
Snap-on might be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Snap-on used to come around to our shop, but they don't come around anymore. Mm. So I haven't visited a Snap-on truck in a long time.
Interesting. All right. What else?
The other thing is I wanted to revisit for a second the concept of the smoking permit
Sure.
And you had taken that beyond the smoking permit to the fatty food permit?
Mm-hmm. Correct. It seems like the next logical extension, or illogical, whatever you want to look at it, the crazy government, and inevitably they'll move down that path.
Right. So let's say 10 years from now, this is pretty much inbred in the American system, and you know you have to have your permit to eat your fatty foods when you're walking out in public. And so some, maybe a middle-aged woman, smallish type middle-aged woman's walking down the street eating a Twinkie, and some state thug comes up to her and says, "Hey, where's your permit for eating the Twinkie?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I don't have my permit with me, officer." And so then they arrest her and pull her in jail and throw her in jail for 3 or 4 weeks or 5 weeks or however long they want because she refuses to cooperate with their system now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing that's happening to Lauren Canario.
Yeah.
Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you're right. Lauren Canario, our friend who was arrested for not having her papers in order. She did not have her government driving papers. Doesn't mean she can't drive. She just didn't want to play by their silly little rules and their silly system. And you're sort of drawing a parallel because a lot of people, they don't understand. A lot of people get very upset when somebody like a Lauren Canario gets in trouble for something like that. They demand that other people follow the same rules that they believe they have to follow. And
they do have to follow.
And they get very upset about it when somebody doesn't want to do that, and they want to see them punished to the fullest extent. You're saying that people are going to say the same thing if people don't have their Twinkie permits? I have to have my Twinkie permit. How dare she not have hers and not participate in the system?
Exactly what my point was, that now people are going to be going, you know, I had to go out and pay my taxes and get my chocolate bar permit or Twinkie permit or whatever.
Yep.
And she deserves to be arrested and thrown in jail.
Right. It's not that people want to have a Twinkie permit. It's not that they want necessarily to have to jump through all these hoops. It's just that they resent it when other people aren't jumping through the same hoops that the government's holding up for them.
That's right. That was my point that I wanted to bring up.
Matt, great call. Thanks for making it. We appreciate the analogy.
They certainly don't understand it.
Nope. 800-259-9231. But maybe as more and more people start doing what Lauren has done and opting out of the system, not participating, they'll start to get it. Maybe. Well, Kat Canning has a little story over at the Keene Free Press that ties in here. KeeneFreePress.com, sort of one of the primary news sources for the latest on the Lauren Canario situation. Kat asks, what happens when someone wants to opt out of government? I say opt out, but normal people don't opt in explicitly. There is no form to sign that says, yes, I want this government to rule over my life.
Mm-hmm.
People opt in implicitly by voting or taking government benefits. But what happens when a person decides, no, I don't want government anymore. I don't want the supposed benefits. I don't want the supposed protections.
They're in big trouble.
I don't want the costs. I don't want these things, these evil things done in my name. What happens then? Mere accident of birth is not justification for being ruled by government. A person can be born here, want to live, and still not want to be part of the system.
Well, accident of birth, I mean, it's not an accident of birth that you'd be born in one of the 191 countries around the world that all have a government.
She's saying it's not justification for being ruled. That's all. I understand governments are everywhere.
Governments are everywhere. That.
A contract is made when both parties consent. That's what contracts are all about. When one party is not consenting, it's forced. It's not a real contract. The social contract myth makes no sense. It's a social contract is this fantasy that only real, you know, socialists believe in, and it does. It's just not reality. There is no such thing. Anyway, Lauren Canario is choosing to opt out. She takes no benefits from the government that aren't forced upon her. She just tries to live her life in freedom while not harming anyone else. So when government makes demands upon her, as it is wont to do, she does not cooperate. When government demands she register her car, she doesn't comply. When government demands she step out of her car, she doesn't comply. When government demands she goes to court, she doesn't comply. There are those who say Lauren receives benefit from government, so she should pay for it. Transactions in the marketplace, however, must be voluntary. A person can't come into your driveway, work on your car without your permission, and then demand that you pay for the unasked service. Lauren is surrounded by government roads. There's no way for her to leave her home without using them. So she's actually forced to pay for them now with the gas tax, which is supposed to maintain the roads. And if this were a voluntary transaction, it would be fine. If she had a choice of private versus public roads, I'm sure she would choose private and pay for her usage of them. On October, and she does, you know, she pays for the gas, so therefore she is paying that tax.
Mm-hmm.
On October 2nd, Lauren was arrested for failing to comply with an officer during a traffic stop. He demanded her license and registration and was frustrated that she would not give them to him. She didn't have any to give. Now Lauren's being held in prison for refusing to voluntarily enter the court. While she continues to refuse to comply with government demands, she will be held indefinitely on contempt of court. In essence, she has been given a life sentence in prison for what she isn't doing.
A life sentence might be pushing it. Sooner or later, they're going to let her out.
And now she was arrested for supposedly resisting arrest, doing nothing, driving with the government without government papers, right?
There were five charges that were thrown at her: disobeying a police officer, expired driver's not expired, but didn't have registration, suspended driver's license.
But as I understand it, driving without a license and unregistered vehicle is not an arrestable offense. They give you a citation for that normally. So
interesting.
I think the reason
disobeying is an arrestable offense.
Oh yes, and okay. Also resisting arrest because he asked her to get out of the vehicle. And
right.
She just sat there. She didn't actually resist, though.
That's correct.
She's just sitting there.
She doesn't fight back.
Yeah, but it's still called resisting arrest. So apparently doing nothing now is resisting.
Well, it's the first time she's ever been... I think that may be the first time she's been charged with resisting arrest. So she's done the same thing the last four times she's been arrested, mm-hmm. and that is she just doesn't assist the officer. She makes it so they have to lift her or carry her from one point to another. She's never been charged with resisting arrest before.
But they're getting frustrated. You could see on the video of it that she was the police were frustrated by
and anyone who thinks that the government is going to be consistent is just mistaken. They're not.
Right.
I mean, they're inconsistent all the time. So it's something you just sort of have to expect.
Teach her a lesson. She'll never do this again, right?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know who's going to teach whom a lesson here.
If I know Lauren, I don't think she's going to continue. She's not going to comply once she gets out of jail. And I think you're right, Mark. It's not going to be a life sentence because the political pressure is going to continue to build. But basically, she's in until they decide it's politically expedient to let her out.
I'll give you that.
There's no arraignment process here. She's not going into the courtroom voluntarily, so they're holding her until she's willing to do that, which she is not ever going to be willing to do. So they're going to eventually just get tired of dealing with her
mm-hmm.
and put her back out on the street, which is how it happens every single time. And as the longer they hold her, the more likely more activists will get involved in going out to the protests at the jail and bringing more media attention to the case.
More inmates finding her tactics to be appealing.
Exactly. Yeah, the longer Lauren hangs around the inmates, the more her ideas will spread, and they don't want that happening.
No, they don't.
The inmates have already begun chanting... Free Lauren and singing Free Lauren songs against the rules of the jail. There's a rule against doing that, and the inmates are doing it anyway.
Wow.
Why not? What else do they have to do? 800-259-9231. You take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only home is your name. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL-CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are totally free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. There are 41 categories to shop in, new and used items. You buy all used, we'll still get a percentage. It's really a great deal for us and a great deal for you because the prices are super. There's free Super Saver shipping on many items, and the selection is tremendous. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping experience there. As we go to the phones to talk to Don in Kansas City. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to tell you a couple things. First thing, this weekend I did my first bit of activism for Ron Paul.
Oh, really?
What
was that? Yeah.
Oh, man, it was awesome. We just basically did a march along a couple of real busy intersections, and we had about, 35 people show up, families and everything.
Held signs?
Yeah, held signs.
Excellent.
Gave out Liberty cards, things like that, and it was just amazing, the response. Tons of honks, tons of go Ron Paul, so...
Excellent.
I mean,
and when you see that, doesn't it make you think that it really could happen, that Ron Paul could really be the president of the United States?
It makes you feel like it just makes you feel like $1 million. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, the second thing, and I'll just take the response off the phone. Me and my friend were talking about zoning.
Yes.
And and I hate it too. But he had an interesting situation, and his neighbor, I guess, is just letting their house run down, and it's affecting his property values.
Sure.
And he's saying, how does that jive with the libertarian concept of, you know, if they're robbing your value or hurting your rights, you know, directly or indirectly, how does that jive with, you know, forcing them to do something, when their property is obviously robbing you of value?
Well, I had an instance where it wasn't my house. It was my mother's house. But, I was thoroughly involved in the sale of this house. And the next door neighbors, they were camping in this house. I mean, they had busted the water pipes somehow, and they never got them turned back on. They'd come over sometimes and, borrow 5-gallon buckets of water. it was a very strange experience. They'd got their power turned off on a pretty regular basis.
They were literally camping in this house. They'd have junk cars, you know, off to the side. Mm-hmm. I told the, you know, I went put the house up for sale. I told the guy, look, I'll give you $100, get rid of these cars.
I don't know if you really addressed his issue.
And what do you do about people like that? You get away from them.
Well, right. Well, the issue is that, and you're using some terms that I don't think are really fair. You know, you don't have a right to ever-increasing property values.
Right. Property values is an arbitrary number put on by somebody else. It's not a real number.
And it's
the money that a property is worth is what it sells for.
And that person isn't robbing you of your property value. They're just being shoddy with their own property, and it happens to affect your property. If indeed we live in a marketplace situation where there is no government zoning board, and obviously the zoning board hasn't stopped this from happening, but if we live in a world where there's no zoning board to go and cry to about this, you as a property owner have to decide these things in advance. When you're looking to purchase a property, you need to look at the neighborhood. You need to look at the neighbors. It's not just enough to look at your own house. You need to look around your house at the other lots and see what else is going on there. And you need to look at deed restrictions. And you need to find out that, you know, if it is really important that you have a certain type of neighborhood to live in where there's no chance that some scummy person's going to move in next door to you, then you need to have that in advance in deed restrictions that say you can't have cars in the front yard, you can't have a washing machine on the side of the house, you know, you can't have all this crap. And if you don't take those steps, then buyer beware, my friend. Caveat emptor. I find it hard to feel bad for someone in that situation.
That's what I was trying to say. My point was, you know, if you want that, go to a place that has, one of those gated neighborhoods or something.
There are plenty of them. You don't even have to have a gate to have deed restrictions.
Though.
Right.
Yeah.
CCNRs or whatever. And his point was that, you know, when he moved into the joint, these guys didn't live there. Now that they're there, why shouldn't he be able to, you know, bring the government strong arm in and clean them up if they're technically robbing them of what his house is worth?
Here's another solution that he could actually take into account. Now, let's say that instead of, you know, trying to get out of the situation, instead of living on a street of scummy people, and he has the only good house, they have the only bad house on the street. If they're a bunch of scumballs, they'll take a low offer on their house.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's probably true. Buy out the house, and then you own it.
Then you rent it to whomever you wish.
That is if you can afford it, of course, but, you know.
At that point, you know, what do you do? You know, what do you do when a person doesn't have, how do you combat it when a person doesn't have any money to address the circumstance?
Right.
What? My basic final point was to him was, you know, in a totally free society, you can't guarantee a winner every time, and you got to take the good with the bad, and you only get as much freedom as you give. So
right, and absolutely. He doesn't have a winner now.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's currently not working.
Yeah, so, I hear you. Well, thanks a lot, fellas.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. We're ruled by these zoning regulations, and as you point out, that there's still shoddy people living next door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably just angering your neighbor. Going
right.
to piss them off.
Calling
even more.
The bureaucrats on the people that were next door to my house would have done nothing to solve the problem. Nothing.
No.
The bureaucrats would have come in and said, clean this up. You need to do this or this. And then, you know, maybe they would have gotten rid of some of the junk cars, but then what?
Bureaucrats,
it would have made them angry, and then they would have likely wanted to do something bad to me later.
Right. What's the thing that they can do? I mean, government is an agency of coercive force. Government is force. That's what they do best. So if the government comes into the house of shoddy people and says, you need to clean up this front yard or we're going to fine you $500 a day. Oh, great. Well, they already can't afford to, you know, put food on the table. Mm-hmm. Now you want to charge them $500 for whatever reason. Maybe they're drug addicts. I don't know. Whatever their problem is, sex addicts, whatever. They can't afford their lifestyle, but now you're going to have government charging them because they're living a lifestyle that you wouldn't necessarily live, and they're not going to be able to afford to pay the government people, and it's not going to solve the problem to arrest the head of the household. That's not going to solve the problem either. Then he can't make any money
right.
to support his parents. So I feel for the guy. You know, you bought a house. The neighbors were fine at that time. You thought everything was going to be fine on to the future. But that's a lack of preparation on your part, my friend.
Well,
you're taking a risk.
I don't know what the lack of preparation is, but
the lack of preparation is if you want peace and quiet and pretty properties, you need deed restrictions to guarantee that. Otherwise, you are taking a risk. You're saying, I want the freedom to be able to do more with my property, and I'm willing to risk that someone else might do something they don't like with their property next door to me. That's the trade-off, see?
If you want that freedom. I'll agree with you. The deed restrictions are really just bad. Zoning is really just bad deed restrictions. Poorly enforced, ineffectively enforced deed restrictions.
Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Marcus in England. You're on Free Talk Live. Marcus.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
What I need to know is basically how is your country coping with the debt over there, i.e. with your mortgages and your bank charges? Because I know over here at the moment we have a policy now we're allowed to claim back all our bank charges for overcharging and things like that. I've been going back for like 6 years. I mean, I've claimed back in your currency almost $3,000 going back. And at the moment it seems like the more you guys are getting into debt, without saying it too bad, the better it is for us, because obviously we're all more or less quadrupling our money if we buy anything from your country.
Yeah. What he's talking about is the low dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Mortgages certainly play into that, and a lot of banks have stepped up, and they're basically giving people refis on 30 years, if 30-year fixed, if that's what they want, and they're doing it for a very small amount of money. Washington Mutual came to me with a $200 deal to switch to a 30-year fixed. I took it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So a lot of the people, there's going to be some, their payments are going to increase. Yes, they absolutely are, because a 30-year fixed costs more than, per month than a adjustable. But, and a lot of banks have been stepping up to do that. I hope.
We don't have anything like that at all. We only have, like, 2-year fixed mortgages, and then it changes again when the interest rates go up. But the government
That is awful.
The government want to bring in something like 10 years and 15 years fixed mortgages, which, the banks aren't prone to do anything like that, because it's very controversial over here. Because at the moment with mortgages, it's virtually impossible, unless you're on something, I don't know, how can I do it in your currency? I mean, over here in our currency, the average apartment, let's say a one-bedroom apartment, is about $350,000.
God,
oh, man.
Is that in London?
No, that's just in any normal city.
Wow. That is madness. Now,
is madness.
Is this two-year mortgage deal, is this a government-mandated thing where banks can't innovate, they can't offer anything else?
No, because if the interest rate goes up, say, every 6 months, then the bank puts their interest rates up. But if you take out a fixed two-year mortgage, obviously, if they put the interest rates up, it stays exactly the same. Okay, but what they want to do now, because so many people are getting so much debt and losing their properties, the government wants to come out where, right, it's fixed for 10 years and 15 years, and anything that the bank loses, the government will actually fund it. Because I live in my premises at the moment, and it's, through a local authority.
You've got to be careful. I mean, when governments over here, I'm sure it's the same way over there, they work hand in hand with the bank, so if they're pretending like they're fighting over something, it's probably all for show. Hey, we're out of time, but thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you from across the pod. It has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.